Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. St. Louis de Montfort proposed a 33-day preparation for consecration to Jesus through Mary, which we're going to do on the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima, May 13th. And in this 33 days, Montfort, one of the things he proposed was that we meditate on the Sermon on the Mount. So today we begin a little mini-series on the Beatitudes. We're going to take one Beatitude each day. What do all people want? What is everyone searching and striving for? Happiness. And Beatitude means happiness. In fact, the eight Beatitudes are God's eight-step plan for true happiness. I was walking into the Mount of Beatitudes in the Holy Land, and I overheard a guide say to a group, "Most Christians don't know the Beatitudes." That's probably true, and it's tragic. It's tragic to live life without knowing the surefire way to get what everyone wants, happiness. So here it is. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." Now the real issue is this. What do each of these mean, and how do I live them? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first Beatitude is, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, Well, what do you think it means to be poor in spirit? St. Augustine said it means to be humble. And we can begin to understand humility by first looking at its opposite, pride. All sin is pride. Pride is like ice cream. It comes in many different flavors. Pride is all the ways we turn away from God. And in pride, we act as if we don't need God and His plan. We seem to say, I can do it on my own. I can do it my way. And then we live in purely self-reliance. Now, we probably don't come right out and say this, but we live this way. We try to control everything, and we find it really hard to surrender to God. And pride shows itself clearly when we're too busy for prayer, too busy to spend time with God and to rely on Him. We live in pride because we think everything depends on us, and that's a terrible way to live. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
To be poor in spirit, to be humble, is to know and live as if God is the foundation of your existence. But if you remove Him as your foundation, well, then you become the foundation. But you are not wise or strong or big enough to handle it. And that's why you feel overwhelmed, anxious, and angry, because you're trying to be the Atlas of the universe. Remember Atlas? He was the Titan condemned to hold up the universe forever. He's got the weight of the world on him. He was condemned to live this way. But we do it willingly. Now you've got the weight of the universe resting on your shoulders. And it's overwhelming and unmanageable. And that's why you feel out of control. Because pride is a break with God's order. Pride says, I don't need this boat, God and His plan. In fact, I'm getting out of this boat into the ocean. Can you imagine the panic if you jumped out of a cruise ship at night and then watched it sail away? That's what pride is. And we should panic because we can't deal with this. So then we try to soothe or escape the pressure, the feeling of being overwhelmed, and the pain with addiction. Addiction to busyness and work or entertainment or food or alcohol, drugs or pornography. We try to soothe the pain with distraction, but it just doesn't work. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus said to Catherine of Siena, "Do you know who you are and who I am? If you know these two things, you will be blessed, and the enemy will never deceive you. I am he who is, and you are she who is not. And this is the essence of humility, which overcomes pride." So humility, or to be poor in spirit, really consists of two truths. The first truth is that God is the atlas of the universe, and he is my Father, and I can depend on him for everything, and I can ask him for anything. And I'm not alone in the world. Second truth is that I'm not God. I have limitations. I cannot do or control all things, but with God, united to him in Jesus, I am his son. And with God as my Father, no matter what happens, I'm safe because he works all things for good for those who love him. The saints lived in happiness and peace, but also in power and confidence. Saints like Francis Cabrini or Maximilian Kolbe, and they did the impossible precisely because they were poor in spirit. They were humble, and they made it a habit to live the truth that God was God, so they didn't need to try to be God. And that was way easier. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses As we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So how do we get out of this vice of pride and self-reliance and begin to live poor in spirit? Once when Catherine of Siena was overwhelmed with many cares and worries, Jesus said to her, "Think of me. If you do, I will immediately think of you." What Jesus meant was this. Go to God the very first thing every morning and the last thing every night in prayer, because he is God and you are not God. So in a sense, Jesus made a deal with Catherine. He said, "Catherine, if you think of me in prayer, I will think of you and take care of everything you're worried about. Or you could just try to do it on your own. You will become poor in spirit if you take the first advice. But if you are too busy or distracted to spend time in silence, listening to God in prayer in the morning and the evening, then you will continue to be enslaved by pride and self-reliance. Let God speak with you every morning and every night in mental prayer. Then, when we forget reality and fall back into pride, when we forget who is God and who is not, we have the next morning to come back to reality and make a new resolution. It's the beauty of a new day. And that's the power of mental prayer and a resolution. If you live it, you will be poor in spirit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were you reflecting on? You know, it's been a while since we've done the Beatitudes.
Yeah, I'm very excited to jump back into them.
So what are your thoughts?
I have a lot of thoughts. So let me string them together. I got very stuck when you mentioned Atlas. And I was thinking in a way that's accurate, but what's also an accurate depiction of it is more of Sisyphus, who is doomed to roll the rock up the hill. But it's like we think that the objective, we're so task-oriented. We're like, we've just got to keep rolling this rock up this hill. And it's like, God's like, I asked you to put the rock on top of the hill, but I also asked you to give it to me. Because I can do that. You're never going to get there. But just that overall, we can't really win God's game without playing by God's rules. But we're so task-oriented that we're like, I know what I got to do. I'm going to do it this way. And we completely ignore the almost like the rules of physics in this sense.
Yeah.
How it actually works, how it's actually going to get done.
This is why the saints got so much more done.
Yeah. Because it wasn't just their objective to accomplish a lot.
No, it wasn't. That was never a saint's objective.
Because I do so little, and my objective is to accomplish as much as possible.
No, the saint's objective is to love God.
Mm-hmm.
And then respond to whatever he proposed, what he gave them the grace to do. So they, a saint doesn't sit down and say, all right, God, here's my 5-year plan, and I'm going to carry it out, and then you're going to be proud of me.
Mm-hmm. Because that's, it seems like the clearest path, but it's your human logic, and it makes it so much harder to see the clear path that God has set for you when you're only looking for your path, and your path doesn't exist. Whatever your plan is, that doesn't really exist in the future.
Yeah.
But the saints, because they were abandoned to God, had such a clear vision of actually accepting what he gave to them and utilizing it well and letting go of what wasn't actually meant for them.
So what you're saying really is that becoming a saint is very easy.
Mm-hmm. As long as you're not so focused on your own made-up path. It's like, I don't know if you're like this. Before I go anywhere, I have a mental image of that place. Even if I've never, ever been there. And I'm always surprised. Because how could I possibly imagine anything accurately if I've never been there, never seen a photo, I've never seen anything? So I'm kind of surprised and taken aback and thrown off a bit whenever I get anywhere and you're like, this is nothing like what I expected. But it's just weird to have that expectation in the first place. And that's how we kind of see the future. Even though we have no idea what's coming, we start seeing our plan and we start seeing that as reality and we start ignoring all of the input that God's actually giving us.
Yeah. And then we just end frustrated.
Yeah.
Well, exhausted, frustrated, overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Where really holiness is to become docile to God. Margaret Mary Alacoque, to whom Jesus revealed his sacred heart, later in her life, she wrote and she said, I finally understand what Jesus meant, because he kept coming to me saying, Margaret, let me do it. And she fought him. As a saint, she struggled her whole life, because we can never just let God do it.
Yeah.
And it would be so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
God, you reveal the plan to me. God, you give me the grace to carry it out. God, you help me persevere. God, you help me rise when I fall.
Mm-hmm. It gives you a clearer vision and view and understanding and acceptance of what's ahead of you. And I think it just gives you a more peaceful disposition when you're not constantly thrown off by your own expectations, your own will. But you can just, at the very least, maybe the situation won't go well as per your definition of a situation going well, but your disposition can always be ideal, and that's all that really matters.
Yeah. There's two things I've been struck. I've been reading a biography on Saint Frances Cabrini, Mother Cabrini.
Mm-hmm.
And what she accomplished is beyond imagination.
Mm.
Tesla couldn't accomplish what Mother Cabrini accomplished.
Yeah, but he was in love with a pigeon.
And there were these two qualities that I've been struck by over and over reading her biography. That number one, she relied on God for everything mm-hmm. through prayer. She would spend all night in prayer. And then whenever there was an impossible need, she would just turn to God the Father, and just ask very simply. Like one time, because the water was so bad in so many places, they drank wine all the time.
Yeah.
And they were out of wine, so she sent one of the sisters to go beg for wine. So she went to the wine cellar, and he said, oh no, I know how poor your sisters are. There's no way I'm giving you wine. And the sister went back to Mother Cabrini, and she apologized. I failed. I couldn't get any wine. And Mother Cabrini said, well, how much did the merchant want? And she told him the amount, and Mother Cabrini looked up to heaven, silently mouthed some words, spoke to God, asked mm-hmm. God, and then she turned to the sister and said, sister, how much money did you find in your pocket?
What?
And the sister said, well, last I checked, mother, I had one penny, just one penny. Are you sure? Maybe you should look again. And she put her hand in her pocket, and there were 20 lira. Actually, two 20 lira bills, 40 lira. And she was able to go and buy wine.
Wow. There must have been an anti-pickpocket around.
God. God's providence. She trusted in God's providence because she spent time.
I need to do that more often. Why do I have a job?
Well, maybe you need to pray harder.
That's what we're doing in a way.
And the other aspect, reliance on God, and then she always calculated with God in mind.
Mm-hmm.
She would set off to build orphanages mm-hmm. or hospitals or schools with no money. And we calculate only on the human level. She always brought God into the calculation. Mm-hmm. God has all the money in the world.
Yeah.
So he'll provide the money. So she was poor in spirit.
I have never been able to tell whether or not you are dangerously reckless in all ways or just really calculating for God's intercession.
Yeah, that. What is the difference between irresponsibility and absolute trust and abandonment in God's providence? I think it's this. I think it's that, one, we spend the time in prayer first. Number two, that we live simply. And number three, that when we are faced with, when we have to experience suffering or privation or want, we don't complain. We accept it cheerfully. And I think fourth, that one, based on spending time with God in prayer, after prayer, we make a plan, we take initiative and responsibility, and we follow through. But I think it has to come in that order.
It's a good way to put it. And it's not just spending 90% of your time in prayer and then the other 10% gambling.
True.
Because prayer with real resolutions would imply that you'd have to root out that kind of behavior in your life.
Precisely.
I think I understand now. Maybe I'll give up my poker days. Really, just because I'm bad at poker.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.